could start thinking about that NGO working session, what you would like to see there. Now, as far as working on any documentation, it is all, it's too late, right? So except for a little bit of lobbying that we can do, probably there was, there's not much to do on that scale. We expect this to be a forward-looking one, to look into the future. And we would be very happy if you can come up with ideas on that one, what you would expect to see happen and what you would like to get out of this, that particular process.
So in other words, you mean further initiatives will be the most important thing, what we get out of this special session or out of this platform.
I was just going to say initiatives and also benchmarks, because one of the concerns you hear from governments and even from NGOs is that 4 or 5 years is not that long a time to change government policy, implementation, etc. And I think one of the great strengths of the Beijing platform is it's so comprehensive, but it's also one of its weaknesses, so that any government can stand up and talk about some accomplishments, which are real, but they may not be the most important or transformative kinds of things. And so I think, again, if the NGOs can come up with some measurable benchmarks so that the next time governments are reviewed, we can say, well, how much has poverty been reduced? Or what is the proportion of women parliamentarians? But to, have some very clear objectives and time frames for achieving that. Again, that could come out of regional meetings or also in March. The one other thing I wanted to just say about strategy is that WeDo does intend to have a linkage caucus every morning, as it has in the past, in addition to the NGO briefing that Congo organizes. And I think, those sessions will be important, as these caucuses have been, to share information, but also to plan strategy day by day and to figure out, who are the best people to take on certain tasks so that we can collectively move this agenda forward.
Okay, so I think, Cole, yeah.
One other thing that the division would like to hear from you is those issues that may need renewed focus or urgent attention since the Beijing conference. For example, issues which are already included in the Beijing platform for action, the girl child is there, but since the Beijing conference, we have come to know that issues of girl child and HIV and AIDS need slightly different and renewed focus. For example, their role as a carer or their role as a carrier. Don't know if I can say that's the role, but or for example, in education, since the young girls are attaining higher education, now it's created a problem with them obtaining employment that are desirable. Those issues which are reflected in the Beijing Platform for Action but may need slightly different focus, we do need to hear from you what issues there are. And that's what the government would like to discuss during the PrEPCOM as well. So in addition to the benchmarks, if you can come up with that in your regional report. Thanks.
Okay, so not only emerging issues, but the issues with new focus or renewed focus, All right, so I think from this...
announcement. To announce that the blue books are available. I'm told Somali says we can, those of you who want copies and don't have them right now, can go down and get them and just sign for them at the Thai Women Watch desk. And we'll get the ones for the delegates now. I'll go to the doctor.
So 1 second for Suda, 5 seconds for Susanna, and I have something to say also. Yeah.
June talked about benchmarks and so on. We are trying to put together a panel discussion or a roundtable with governments and the division and NGOs on setting targets for Beijing Plus 5. So this will be just before the intersessional, we hope, and if you have ideas on that, we're welcome to hear. On each of the critical areas of concern, this is set more specific targets.
I just wanted to announce what we had discussed last night, which is that there will be a meeting today immediately after the afternoon session here to talk about women's organizing. Where are we? What have we done well? What have we not done well? And what can be done to help us do those things that we haven't done well better? So I invite all of you to come to that meeting with UNIFEM, and the purpose of the meeting is for us to get a sense of how to better offer assistance to women's organizing, and we will be trying to have these meetings at each of the regional meetings and pull together from each of those discussions some kind of short report about that issue. So please come here at 5:30. If the session ends earlier, let's come earlier. If it ends later, we'll have a shorter discussion. Thanks.
Okay. So this morning's discussion, we found out that there is still some confusion regarding who can participate in the CSW as well as the special session next year. So there's still room, I understand, that we need to lobby our governments to reopen the accreditation procedure. That's one thing. And I think it's still important that we urge our governments to include NGO delegation, NGOs in the government delegation, so that we can have impact. And also from the Congo side, they need our active involvement in the whole process of Beijing Plus 5 review. Yeah. And the I ask that they need to organize one more NGO consultation after the CSW session before the prep come, and she said that she would consider. Okay, thank you very much, and we will see again as a group tomorrow morning, right? Or do we have NGO briefing general meeting tomorrow morning at 8? Yeah, because tomorrow morning there would be no session. Yeah, no session. So we meet at 1 o'clock, right after the steering committee meeting here, right? Okay, so let's see 1 o'clock as a whole group. And Susanna wants you at 5:30 or around 5:30 this evening. All right, thank you very much.